Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning. I was up this morning just worshiping and just spending some time, some real good quality time with God. And he just wrecked me in this place. I'm still trying to gather myself for what he's talking, what he was talking about and what he's been doing and the whole situation. We're here getting ready for our global with our mentees. And when I tell you, when God orders your steps, he just literally just does some stuff that I wasn't even expecting. But as I was in here today, I mean this morning, and I was just worshiping him, I was praising him, and I was thanking him, you know, because I was, you know, nervous. And God says, why would you be nervous when I ordered your steps? When I told you that this is what I want you to do, and you took long because you were scared, you were nervous, you were fearful of what might happen or it might not be what you, he said it didn't even matter. It didn't even matter if it was one person. And he started reminding me of when we go to boot camps, when we were going around the boot camps, and I was meeting PPKs, you know, all over the country, and just, you know, seeing in guys like, if the seed was sowed in those, why wouldn't I blow on the seed for global? And I just had a breakdown moment, man. When God tells you that he's gonna do a thing, he's not a man that he should lie. He is just like doing it. And so I was just looking around at the men that trust me enough to come, that I built a relationship with, that they would travel and come and spend some time with me and some of the other guys. And that alone has truly blessed me. And so as I was sitting here this morning, God is just, this is only the beginning. And I couldn't even take it. I'm still trying to process what's getting ready to happen. And God has already passed it. He's already passed it. He's not here. He's here, but he's already passed it. He's thinking past where I am right now. And all he keeps saying is, Gerald, I ordered your steps. I'm ordering your steps. Stop being afraid. Stop being, you know, scared of what might happen if it's one. You've done your job. But Gerald, I'm bringing them. They're coming from the north, the east, the south, the west. And I'm calling them. And they're going to come. And in my mind, I'm like, God, you trust me enough. You literally trust me enough with your chosen vessels, your heads of families, your men of God, your men of valor. You trust me that much. And his answer was like, yes, yes. I wouldn't even order your steps to do it if I didn't believe that you could do it. if I didn't put it inside of you to do it. So I'm sitting here and it's, I'm at an odd place. I'm really at like, oh God, like this is finna go down. Like this is really about to happen. And he's like, yes, get over it. Let's go. Get your mind right. Get up. Get off the floor. You done praised me enough. You done cried enough. You done tarried enough. Get up. Get up. Now I want you to just walk around this room. I want you to walk around this room and I want you to shout. I want you to shout for victory. I want you to shout for deliverance. I want you to shout for a prayer. I want you to shout for salvation. I want you to shout for generational blessings, breaking generational curses. I want you to shout for deliverance. I want you to shout for the breakthroughs. I want you to shout for the acceleration. I want you to just shout. So I'm just in here shouting. Because I believe God said that what he said he was going to happen is going to happen. And so I woke up early. I'm in here and I'm just setting it. I'm just setting the atmosphere. So I'm expecting breakthroughs. I'm expecting people to be accelerated. I'm expecting salvation for households. I'm expecting God to just bless some people. I'm expecting this. I'm really and truly expecting. As I'm sitting here saying this and talking, I was like, God, I just want to bask in you. I just want to. Can this just be my moment? Can I have one moment? No. My life is not about my own little moment. I want my own moment, but it's not about my own moment. I when I say it's going to be God or it's going to be God, that's what it's going to be. If God said do it, I'm going to do it. And so I got up. I shouted around this room. I shouted. And I said it, and so it's going to be done. And then I stopped and he said, now do a broadcast. Okay. Now I'm on a broadcast. But God says there's steps that I have ordered for people. And they're looking at the steps, where the steps are to go. And they're looking at it like it's too big. And they're pausing and they're stopping and they're not moving towards it. But God says, if he ordered your steps, there's a reason. He's built you for this. He's called for you to do this. And there's more. Already past what he's already told you, where he's told you to go. He's already past that. You have to catch up. And that's literally what I had to do. I had to catch up. I had to get up off the ground. I had to stop asking questions. I had to stop asking God, why me? Why you chose me? Why did you choose me? While I'm sitting here asking questions, God's still moving. God said, you still standing there asking questions? You still standing there not moving? Do you remember I said I ordered your steps? And he looked at it and I'm like, I'm looking at the ceiling like for real, God? He said, do you understand that I've made you righteous? That you are in right standings with me? That I can trust you right now? I can trust you. I can trust you with my chosen vessels. I can trust you with my men. I can trust you with the heads of the family. I can trust you with that. Do you know the pressure, the weight that I felt when I heard that? And I'm like, and you said that I had a strength to do it. You said that you built me for this. Now I'm gonna walk like it. I'm gonna talk like it. I'm going to stand like it. So God, I just thank you for choosing me for this assignment. And I don't take this assignment lightly. I really don't. I really don't. Because it's not just men. Men are connected to families. Families are connected to destinies, legacies, generations. So I can't mess it up. So I don't take it lightly. But if God has ordered your steps, God has asked you to do some things and you haven't taken the steps in that direction, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? 15 confirmations? What are you waiting for? God to come down himself and just push you into that direction? What are you waiting for? How many times you want God to say it? Because at some point in time, he's going to stop talking. He's not going to repeat himself. He's not going to give you those instructions anymore. What he's going to do is get an assignment to someone else that's willing to walk, that's willing to do it. I didn't know what was going to happen. I ran it by some of the guys that's on our PPK line. And I said, God is asking me to do a conference, man. Would y'all come? And all of them said, yes. It was like, bro, if I can be there, I'm there. You don't understand how much that blesses me, encourages me. It's like a second wind behind me. I'm past excited. I know God has a plan. I literally watched his army grow. I watched us do a conference with nothing because he said, do it. I watched him say, travel around the world. Travel in the United States, just travel. Just go wherever the mentees are and do boot camps and do trainings. And I watched God show up at every one of them. And can I tell you, not one boot camp has ever been the same. Not one boot camp has never been the same. But this, not only does it have our mentees here, but this will have the kings here, the PPKs here, at this same venue, in this same hotel. Can I tell you, God is getting ready to just do some things. I'm so ready right now. And so I'm really thankful for God choosing me and ordering my steps. And I thank God for helping me to be a righteous man, that I can be in right standings with him. That means a lot. Daryl, man, I wish you could be here, bro. If you only knew what's getting ready to go down. If you only knew what's getting ready to go down. And so once again, I'm excited. I done had my praise. I done had my worship. I'm gonna go and get myself ready. I'm ready to meet God. Listen, y'all don't know. I'm ready to meet God. I'm ready to see how he just wrecks this place. So I'm highly excited. So I'm just excited to see what's going on. So I'm gonna ask you one more time. Why aren't you taking the steps that God has already ordered you to take? Ponder on that. Because I encourage you that God wouldn't order your steps. God wouldn't ask you to do something or have you to go somewhere or to do something that's bigger than your imagination. He wouldn't have you to do it if he didn't give you what you needed for it. You have everything you need. The Christ that is inside of you is greater than anything that is in this world. So you have a greater anointing and a greater ability to succeed. Matter of fact, on top of it, he gave you the gift of the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and comfort you. You have everything you need. Stop procrastinating. Take the steps. God is going to meet you in every step. God is provision in your steps. It's provision in your steps. It's confidence in your steps. If you never take the steps, how do you gain the confidence? If you never take the steps, how do you gain the strength? If you never take the steps, how do you get to your destination? How do you get to your dreams? How do you get to your destiny? How do you get to your purpose if you never take the steps? So I declare that today, those shackles, the quicksand that you've been standing in, that is causing you to not take the steps, I bind the spirit of fear that will cause you to feel fearful of what might happen. I bind the spirit of failure that's trying to grip you, that thinking that what you're going to do is going to fail. It won't fail. God has ordained it. If God said for you to do it, God has provision in it. God has a plan in it. You will succeed. You will be successful. I declare it over you right now in the name of Jesus. The steps that he's giving you and the direction that he's telling you to go, the instructions that he's giving you, I'm telling you, in the midst of it, your faith will grow. Your faith will, I mean, when I say it'll grow, it'll grow. My faith is like big right now, like really big. I'm expecting miracle signs and wonders. I'm expecting major breakthroughs. I'm expecting healing. I'm expecting delivery. I'm expecting. I put an expectation on God's word. I put a demand on the word. Why? Because his word will not return void, empty, or vain. If God told you to do something, he is not a man that he should lie. When he says, I supply all of your needs, he supplies all of your needs. But all he needs is a vessel to actually do it. Faith without works is dead. You can have all the faith in the world, but if you ain't actually working it, you ain't doing it, it's dead. It's dead. That means it ain't moving. It's stuck. It has no life in it. But God woke you up this morning. That when you get out of your bed and you put your feet on the ground, he's ordering your steps. What is it that God wants you to do that you haven't done? He's asking you to walk towards it. Have faith that where he's orchestrating your steps. Where he's orchestrating your steps, he's going to take care of you all the way. He'll give you light by night, shade by day. You would truly and truly, truly be protected. So don't fear, okay? Don't fear. Don't fear. So Father God, I just thank you now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we ask for forgiveness for being slothful and being lazy and being inconsistent, Father God, and not walking and taking the steps that you have called for us to take. Father, forgive us now in the name of Jesus, Father. Now, Father, we thank you for the strength that we need to walk this out. We thank you for that our faith is increasing in your word. Faith is increasing, Father God, in who you have called for us to be. Father, we're walking this thing out. Father, for you said that the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. And I declare righteous men, righteous women, Father God, that will walk this thing out. Father, they will walk this thing out without fear. without being timid, without being scared, but they will be bold. They will be courageous. Father God, they will operate in wisdom, godly wisdom. Now in the name of Jesus, that is coming, that is bubbling up now. In the name of Jesus. Father, no longer will they be shackled. No longer will they be in quicksand. But Father God, they will have hinds feet. They will be able to leap over walls now. In the name of Jesus. I thank you right now for being a light upon their path, Father God, that they will only take one step at a time, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for consistency. I thank you, Father God, that they will be consistent in the walk, Father God. That in each area, each mile that they get, Father God, each a position that they get in, Father God, there's a provision, Father God. There's a strengthening, Father God. Now in the name of Jesus, I speak a hedge of protection set around them, that no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper. I decree and declare that they will walk in the true presence of God. In the name of Jesus. Father, let them decrease as you increase. Let it be none of them and all of you. I declare it now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you for removing the scales off of their eyes, that they were able to see the path, to see, Father God, what you have called for them to do. Father God, let them prepare their hearts, Father God. Remove anything out of their hearts that will cause them, Father God, to be hard-hearted, to be skeptical, to be doubtful. Remove it now in the name of Jesus. Things that have happened to them in the past failures, Father, I declare that they shall not have an effect on their destiny and purpose. I speak supernatural strength over them, divine wisdom and understanding. Father, let there be a breakthrough today in their steps that they take. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I praise you for your presence today. I thank you for each and every participant, that mentee that's coming from all over the world, Father. I thank you now in the name of Jesus for travel mercy. I thank you, Father, for this gathering to protect it from any hurt, harm, or danger, accidents, or incidents. Father, I thank you for your presence being felt, Father God. Pitch a tent over this hotel, Father God, over this conference room now in the name of Jesus, over both conference rooms, Father God. Let the expectations, Father God, be extremely high in the room, Father. I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for meeting the needs, Father God. Meet the desires of their hearts now in the name of Jesus. Father God, they're coming with a high expectation, Father God. They're pulling on you now, Father God. Show up and show out. Let the angels descend upon this place. Father God, I declare that angels are sitting in the wings, Father God, sitting in the corners, Father God. They're flying over in each and every room, Father God. Let the presence of the Lord be upon this room, Father. Now in the name of Jesus, let this place be your dwelling place. Let it just pitch a tent, Father God. And let Shekinah glory saturate this room. Now in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you and I praise you for each and every person that is upon this line, Father. I thank you, Father God, for visiting them. I thank you, Father, that their faith has increased, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that their steps, Father God, that they were obedient and walking out your steps. And I speak grace over them. I speak a fresh and a new grace upon them now in the name of Jesus. I speak a spirit of obedience over them now in the name of Jesus. And I bind anything that will cause them to be rebellious and disobedient. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Once again, hey, listen, thank y'all for joining me. God wants for me to document what he's doing, so I know it ain't about what trying to show out for me to know what he's doing and how he's doing it, and I'm okay with that. All right, listen, what y'all doing up? I thought I was gonna be the only one up. I got people on here, rocking with me. Y'all ain't even sleep. What's going on? Y'all early birds too? Yeah, I'm an early bird. Thank y'all for coming. Thank y'all for supporting our ministry, Gerald and Yvette Ministries. I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette. So, you know, I just thank y'all for just for believing in us and trusting in us and praying for us and all of the above. Thank you. You know, y'all don't understand that. That means a lot to me. It means a lot to my wife also, because we're only doing what God says do. And we pray that what we do makes a difference in this earth. It makes a difference in someone's life. I hate the enemy. I hate what he does to family. I hate what he does to marriages. I hate what he does to individuals, because I know what he did to my marriage. I know what he did to me. I know what he tried to do. I made a vow to God that if you can bring me back, God, you can use me however you want to. And this is that for me. This is that for me. He's just using us in this way, raising up an army, raising up, you know, his chosen vessels and pouring into PPKs and helping PPKs and ministering PPKs and imparting into PPKs. And man, if you only knew how heavy that is. So I thank you for praying for me. I thank you for praying for my wife, because I'm telling you, this is heavy. We enjoy it and we wouldn't have it any other way, but it is heavy. It is in a heavy assignment. The family is a heavy assignment, because we're talking about generations that come out of it. Thousands of generations that come after it. So, I'm excited. Whoo! If you're here already, or if you're coming, just put boots to the ground. That'll let me know that you're in the house. Thank you, Gerald. Been praying for you both and praying for your unknown PPKs. Come on now. Come on, Karen. Come on now. See, that's what I'm talking about right now. I got you. I'll be praying with you. All right, Gab. Come on through. Remember, walk in those steps that God has ordained for you. Don't try to walk in somebody else's steps. Walk in the steps He ordained for you, and watch the favor, the blessings, the provision, the wisdom, the understanding, the strength that you need for your journey is in every step. All right? Be blessed. Love y'all.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies, with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.